Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got an absolutely dynamic and exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I know I'm extremely fired up about it to hear from these individuals. So I'm going to quit talking and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am. Good evening, Legal Shield family. I'm also anxious to hear from tonight's special guest speaker. But before we begin, we have a great recruiting story to share with our team. And to talk about that, I want to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to a Platinum 3 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, original Millionaire Club member, now in his 28th year leading the national expansion of the More Success Team in Legal Shield. And that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if Mr. Finley's on yet.
Yeah, here for a while, Ken. Okay.
Good deal. Well, Randy, I tell you, we even started with the main guest speaker. I was so excited. I've been working some with a gentleman named Tony Barkley, a new, brand new executive director down in Tennessee, and I tell you, he's been doing some fabulous things. Last week, he recruited a lady. Well, I won't steal his thunder. I'm going to introduce you, my friend. I'll tell you, one of my superstars on the team. To Tony Barkley and let him tell this story. It's absolutely fabulous. Go right ahead, Tony.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me? Okay.
Hear you loud and clear.
Look, man, again, I want to say thanks so much. It's a pleasure to be on the call. But team, more importantly, as you know, it's a great blessing to be part of the More Success team with the phenomenal leadership that we have and Jeremy, Randy, and of course, incredible, awesome Miss Charlene. But let me just say this, Mr. Moore. You know, we've heard so many times before that you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You know, last week I met a very talented and ambitious young lady out in Louisville, Kentucky, where we're out expanding the territory out there, and it turns out she was looking for work. But we're going to hear from her in a second, but this just goes to show you that you can have immediate results and success at this incredible company, Legal Shield. So let's see what's happening here. Let's see if we have Miss Erica Lester. Are you on the call?
Yes, I am.
Well, how are you doing there, young lady?
No, I'm doing fine.
Well, you're doing more than fine. You're 10 up the charts as a brand new associate. You know, we got a couple quick questions for you, Miss Erica, and we appreciate you getting on the call. Would you share with the team how did we go about meeting each other?
Well, I happened to be at a hotel putting in an application for housekeeping. And he happened to walk past, and he asked me, was I having fun? And I answered, yes, I am. And he said, well, it looks like you're looking for work. And I said, I actually am. That's why I'm filling that out. And he said, well, if you have a couple minutes, I would like to talk to you about another job opportunity, another business opportunity. And would you like to hear it? And I said, yes. So.
Well, Erica, listen, it was just a pleasure meeting you. Let me ask you this. So you were filling out an application to do housekeeping.
Yes.
But you really didn't know you were looking for a great opportunity like Legal Shield, right?
Right.
Okay. Here's the next question. How did you and why did you become a member of Legal Shield and an associate? Why did you decide to get a membership with this phenomenal company as well as become an associate?
Well, I actually heard of the company once before, but it was not explained to me the way Mr. Tony Barkley explained it to me. So once talking to him and hearing a little more about the business, I actually fell in love with it. I signed up ASAP. And basically, I actually went through a couple things in my life where I was put in state custody because my father didn't have a bill, so it just really went good with me. So that just was a great thing. And it showed the importance of you needing to have a will. So it was something I actually really needed. And I have a lot of goals that I would like to reach, and this business will help me strive for my goals.
Wow. Wow. That's awesome to hear, and you're such a great testimony. And, you know, team, the other thing we want to share with Ms. Erica was able to do, the minute that she came on board as an associate, she immediately took me to her her house and met with some of her roommates, and those people came on board as a member and associate, and she wanted to break the team record in the state of Kentucky and get those promotion out the way. And correct me if I'm wrong, Erica, you were able to get promoted in less than 6 hours?
Yes, sir.
Wow. You were saying? Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just said fantastic. I get excited.
Now, you think you're excited, Mr. Moore. I'm excited all over again. Erica, listen, it's just so, so awesome for you to be shining example of what's possible for every brand new person on this call, but also some of us old heads who've been around for a while. Again, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. People are looking for us, and Erica, you're such a great example of that. Is there anything else you want to share with the team before we turn the call over to Mr. Moore?
I'd just like to say thank you to everyone.
Well, Erica, it is a privilege and an honor to have you on. Anyone that can get in and 6 hours later already be promoted, that's the kind of people I like on my team. That's the energy. That's the enthusiasm I like. I know you're going to do great down there. Our team's expanding down there. Tony's doing a great job. And, Tony, I want to thank you for being on tonight. And, Erica, I expect to hear many, many great things from you. I expect to see you at the convention, the breakout. We're really proud to have you on the team. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Next, Randy, I think I'm just going right ahead. You know, we're so honored tonight. This gentleman is, I tell you, he's outstanding. He's the kind of guy that the more you know him, the better you like him. I'm from southeastern Oklahoma, folks, and I just tell you how it is. The longer you know this gentleman, the more you respect him, the more you like him. He's a chief commercial officer and president of Legal Shield. He's got a very, very tiring and busy schedule, but he's one of the most enthusiastic gentlemen I've ever seen, and he's did us the honor tonight to be on our call. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce to you tonight Mr. Alan Fernley.
Well, Ken, thank you very much indeed. And, Erica, I just Ken, is it okay if I ask Erica a question? Erica, can you still hear me and can you talk?
Go right ahead and talk all you want to.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Erica, so tell me, you've made a few sales now, so tell me your pitch. How do you make your first sale? I'm interested.
Well, I basically just called around and asked people, you know, were they interested in making a little more income in a month. So, happily, like, everybody I hang with, they are just like me, very excited and coachable, as Tony would say, and they hop right on the board.
Just like that?
Yes.
Well, hey, that's fantastic, and I look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma, and welcome to the team. Thank you very much for the welcome. Well, let me tell you about what's going to happen this year. Now, I don't think you need any support from me, but if it helps you at all, it's good. So, guys, first of all, it's very nice to be on the Most Success call. I think it's my second time on this call. And Ken asked me if I'd just give a little update about what I've been doing and what the plans are for 2012. And I can do that. It's basically in terms of strategy and things like that. I'm more or less at the moment just working in three areas. And the three areas are advertising, I would say collateral and training. These are the things that I'm thinking about most of all, and where we're likely to be diligent in 2012. And so what I thought I'd do on this call is explain a little bit about what's happening in all of those areas, and then you'll have an idea of what we're going to do in 2012. A couple of months ago, interestingly enough, well, not quite a couple of months ago, maybe a month ago, we had our mid-ocean call. We have two mid-ocean calls a year. Well, we have a mid-ocean call every week, but we have two investor calls. And the importance of the investor calls is there's a kind of reset, and they look at the numbers, and they see what's happening, and they express their pleasure or disdain about what's happening. Well, our numbers are not sensational right now. I would say they're very, very solid. No question about that. The memberships have more or less stayed exactly in line. We have changed the nature of the business a little bit. A few less recruits coming in, but cancellations are way down. So productivity. If anybody's out there actually selling one, in other words, that are producing an associate, they wouldn't sell one per month, then you're doing completely better than you were last year.
Currently, 110 participants.
Mid-Ocean are very happy. They like exactly where the business is right now. Their garden is very, very stable and a wonderful platform to launch from. So they're very engaged in the business. They increased the amount of investment in the business quite considerably as a result of our call. And basically, we're looking forward to a really good 2012. We're viewing 2011 as a learning year. We're viewing 2011 as a year that we established the brand. I'll talk a little bit about that later. And they're looking for 2012 for us to kind of proliferate the brand and move it out into the general public and really basically have a springboard for growth. And at the end of the year, if there is no growth, everybody's going to be very disappointed because we're thinking that we can achieve that. And now let me tell you how I think it's going to happen. As you know, post-Dallas, we started to think about the business in a bit more depth. We did several rounds more of research. And we started to think about the overall messaging of the company and what we wanted to say about the company and how we wanted to put it into public domain. And basically, we've been working on and we actually have produced TV advertising. So that TV advertising, we shifted a little bit away from the concept of in Dallas, where if you remember, we were talking about Legal Shield being a kind of legal services company. But essentially we're selling peace of mind. We've now moved that thinking a little bit into a more active spot where we're saying, well, so what is the importance of peace of mind? Well, we think peace of mind means that you can live, you can get on with your life. You don't have to worry about stuff. And so the tagline for the new advertising when it comes out is going to be worry less, live more. Legal Shield, worry less, live more. And we think that that really resonates to exactly why you should buy a product like this, because every day your life is fresher, more fulfilled, easier to live because you've got Legal Shield. And we did some work on that. We started to put it into advertising. We went through the first rounds of testing of this with what they call animated storyboard, and we had about five different ads up there, and research was great. We learned a couple of things from it. It might be interesting to share. First of all, probably we're not going to be successful overnight. What do I say that? We found that it was quite difficult for people to understand our products because they didn't understand that the product even existed. You know that from my Dallas research. 60% of people out there don't know a product like this exists, even though 70% of people would have shown a definite problem investment or maybe interest in it. So even though a lot of people want it, they don't know what it is. So we found that in the advertising, it was only after about two or three exposures in testing conditions that people really started to get it. And so so some of the work we're doing at the moment is to see how much exposure we've got to give to our TV advertising so people really start to understand the products. Don't forget, in TV advertising, you have to do a lot of exposures before people start to be familiar and want to start trialing. So this is not unfamiliar, but in our case, we need to not underestimate what we have to do here. Although, of course, got direct sellers on our side, so presumably you're going to proliferate this advertising by yourself even and help get the message out. The good news on it was that in the animated storyboard, they thought the brand was good. We had a tagline in there that read something like, for less than $20 a day, you can see an attorney about whatever you want, whenever you want, something like that. And this time when we asked the question, what do you think about that as a proposition, when we tested that same sentence, more or less, with prepaid legal, they said, wow, that sounds a little bit cheap. It must be a catch. When we tested it with Legal Shield, they said, no, it sounds like great value for money. So that was kind of encouraging. In January, we did what we call endings research, where we took the actual ad and we put different endings to it. And this time, we got another nice bit of news, which was that when we asked the question, having seen this advertisement, do you regard this as a company of not very high quality? Yes, a company of not high quality, of high quality or very high quality, 80% of people put us in the top two box, either high quality or very high quality. And that is really excellent news on the brand. So we believe that our branding is absolutely smack on and we don't need to do much adjusting. And we think that our advertising will communicate that. If you want to know exactly where I am with that right now, it's absolutely in test with about 6,000 people, even some of you might be amongst those, although we basically are testing it amongst a group that represents the United States of America. But I'm not quite sure what the final number will be that we're testing it with. But we'll have a good universe, and we'll find out who responds to what ads, because there are actually three different ads. And that would be, when that's completed, we'll kind of shut up shop on the advertising, put it into full storage, and then we'll bring it out again when we think we're ready. And when we'll be ready is when we have our website in good shape, because we do know that when people see the advertising, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to Google it, and they're going to go onto, they're going to look for Legal Shield, and we want them to go onto a nice clean Google page or Yahoo page or Bing page, any of those ones. So it's important that we see nothing but good publicity on those pages, and we will do that. And then they'll follow, and then we know that whatever we say on the advertising, whether we tell them to ring an 800 number or whatever we tell them, we know that what we will do is to Google Legal Shield, and they'll go to Legal Shield to check us out. In fact, about 60% of people said they would do that as a first reaction. So so we need to make sure that we're looking in good shape for when that happens. And in fact, we put a considerable investment in with a new agency who specializes in digital media. And in fact, I've got a meeting with them, seeing their creative on the floor. And we've put quite a big investment in there so that when people see us out on the website, they're going to feel really good about it, and they're going to want to connect. So that's more or less what we're doing on the advertising. It will happen sometimes. We'll expose it. We'll show everybody it for the first time in Oklahoma. We'll have it out on YouTube and things like that, I would dare say, after that. And then it's just a matter of weeks before we put it into national testing. That's one pet piece. The other piece I said was if it's getting our overall message out, the other one is getting the message out to various channels. And for that, we've been working on a project since October, I would say. And it's about how do we compete if we finish up in a broker situation where we're talking to somebody who sees competitive product to ours. Now, we don't have much competition, but we don't have any competition in the space in which we operate. But if we operate with brokers, they tend to deal with bigger companies. And we kind of like this project because it makes us look at our products in a highly competitive environment. And I think we show up pretty good, to be honest. In fact, I think we show up the best. And I will demonstrate that to everybody when we talk again. Because you know my feeling about this product. I just think we've got a world beater. It's a sensational product, and we just need to work diligently to get it out there in front of people. There's no work needs to be done on the product. In fact, I spend very little time working on the product. I spend more on communication. So we will produce out of that project, say, literature for associates who eventually start to brokers, those that are qualified to do that. But more importantly, for brokers to talk to human resource directors, and more importantly, human resources directors to talk to employees. So in other words, there's a lot of literature drops down that little chain. And what I like about that is that if you're a group seller, you certainly will be interested in the literature that's being produced for people to talk to HR directors and of that like, because those are the people that group sellers tend to go to. They go to HR people and or business owners. And if you're interested, and HR directors in turn have the job of explaining to employees the products, well, that's the product that we use to sell to individuals. That's the product that Eric has been using right now, no doubt. So we like that project a lot because there's a lot of depth to it. And right now, it's collateral has been made. We've had the first run up the collateral. Collateral brochures and stuff like that. Also, the agency are working on certain things on this right now. So we think it's going to be fairly high-quality stuff. And I'm hoping to have it all there, ready to expose to you in Oklahoma. Certainly no reason we shouldn't make that date. And so that will then be drifting out into the field. We want to do careful field work. Me producing it in the home office is one thing. Whether it's the right thing for our field to use is something else. But we'll be road testing it. We'll be talking to certain key leaders in the field and asking their opinions. And if we think it's something that we think we've done our homework right, then we'll be ready to roll that out. Third piece, which I'm kind of keen on right now, is training, and we've recruited a guy called Patrick Hodges, who's ex-VP of training for Sears Roebuck for 15 years, and more recently head of training and business development for Bose Corporation, you know, the ones with fancy earphones and things like that. He knows an awful lot about training. He's been with us for about a month, and the thing I pointed out to him, and what's important in direct selling, is that I know, for example, from the research, that more or less we have 3 out of 10 of the population is what I would call unconditional purchasers. In other words, they don't need to be convinced. they are open spiral like this, and that's what my research told me from before. Remember, it was, I think we had 40%, which was 15% were definite, and out of, I think the next 25% were probables. Well, if I take half the probables, then I count those as unconditional purchase. So 3 out of 10 are absolute, for me, unconditional. They want to buy it. And then we had another interesting group, which is 4 out of 10 are kind of maybes. And the reason I talk about these numbers these days is that in direct selling, if you're in normal retail, you can't normally get to the 4 out of 10 maybes because they're just maybes. So, in other words, you're relying on them walking past and you can pick up the 3 out of 10 that are definite, but you can't pick up the 4 out of 10. Now, in direct selling, you've got a very interesting phenomena, which is I believe it's possible to pick up the maybes. Why? Because the people who are saying maybe is on the strength of just seeing concepts. But if you get somebody talking and explaining the product, like Erica's just been talking about explaining the product to people, then it is possible to convert the maybes if you do it right. And that's what makes direct selling so very interesting, because you're capable of exponential growth. I've been tracking a direct selling company where they've just simply taken off to exponential growth, and that's because everybody, all the little pistons are firing all at once. Now, the downside of direct selling is if your training isn't good, you can blow it for the 3 out of 10 that definitely wants to buy. So it is possible to walk up to somebody who definitely wants to buy it and start talking and basically talk them out of it. And so that's the good and bad of direct selling. You're capable of exponential growth, and sometimes you're capable of messing it up. And so we don't want to mess it up, because I think we're doing too many good things right now on the branding side. I think we're doing our advertising looks really rather nice, and I think he'll be happy with it when he's in Oklahoma. And I think he'll be happy with the collateral we're working on, so you can share that. But we all know in direct selling, it ain't nothing to do with the advertising, it ain't nothing to do with the collateral, it's to do with the people. It's a people business. And, however good it is on these fringe things, if the people don't kind of take advantage of it and do the right thing, then it won't grow. So I don't want to leave that to chance. And so we're putting some investment into the training area to make sure we're as good as we can be. And if I get all those three things working together, and I anticipate that's what's going to happen, let's say, somewhere between Oklahoma and, I think this is going to be our summer, if you like. Spring and summer are going to be about trying to get some of these messages out. And, of course, the culmination for the training will be in the training conference that we're going to be holding exclusive for those people who are really building businesses in Dallas in September, where there will be not a normal conference, which means one thing, and I'll finish with this thing, right? And that's that we have only one conference this year, and it's the one that happens not quite right up the street from me, but close, in Oklahoma. We will be coming home. We think we've got a nice, sharp conference organized. Certainly we've put plenty of time into planning it. Certainly we've put quite a lot of investment in it. It will be a spectacle, and hopefully it will be spectacular. Ken, I'm sure, can give me a bit of endorsement, because we had him down. Ken Moore is going to be speaking at the conference. He's going to be doing some training, and we had him down to Dallas to shoot some video, where he looks sensational, I've got to say, beautifully lit. He looks 20 years younger. Maybe more than that, Ken, I don't know. but he looked pretty good, and we've done that for a number of people, and so we have 6 or 7 people talking on the first day, giving a very specific training on how they grew the business. We have some very great recognition pieces in terms of the marks. I'll be showing the advertising. We'll be exposing all the new recognition pieces. You know, all the rings and everything will be changing. Everybody who turns up will be getting one of the new Legal Shield badges. And all in all, it promises to be a really great event. I'm promised also not to work everybody too hard. I mean, I really, last year I was taken in shock by the fact that we all start, 10 o'clock in the morning or something and don't finish till 10 o'clock at night. But we're not doing anything like that. We'll be running kind of normal times. We'll be running like 10 till 2 or 3, giving everybody 3 or 4 hours off and doing a nice little evening piece, and then the same on Saturday. So plenty of time to enjoy each other and get some fun out of being in Oklahoma, surrounded with good like-minded people. And it is just a phenomenal event. And by the way, I count it as a conference only, but the real action really started after the conference. Some of those parties were just really fantastic. So it's an event like no other. Not even my experience of direct selling has taken me to events quite as exciting as the Legal Shield conference. So that's more or less what's on my plate. I've got a meeting on conference tomorrow with our supplier there, and then I'll just be working on all those things that I've just talked about right now leading up to conference. And Ken, is that enough or is there some more things?
That is really great, Alan. I want to say, by the way, I did enjoy being down in Dallas with you the other day. It was quite informative, quite entertaining. And by the way, while I was seeing about a storm cellar this afternoon, the gentleman left himself open and asked me what I did. And, of course, he owned the Legal Shield membership before he left my house. So, in fact, I got his money before he got my money. So, but we are honored to have you on the call tonight. My son, Randy, may have a question or two for you, if you don't mind. But we are always appreciative of your time. We know how very important it is. And we might say that on the 31st of this month here in Oklahoma, there's 7 Platinums decided that they would give their time and for no charge. They would meet there at the home office and let people come in, and they would tell them how they got to where they was at and inspire them to come on up to the convention. So I think to get 7 Platinums together for free of charge to give you advice is not a bad deal. What do you think?
That's sensational. Very good. Who are your 7 Platinums, you know?
Yes, I do. It's Mr. John Hale. It's myself. It's Mr. Randy Moore, Mr. Jeremy Moore, Miss Millie Baker, and whoops, Alyssa, and Mr. Ron Kite.
Well, okay. I should go.
Yeah, I think it will be. I know it's going to be worth what to pay for it since there's no charge. Listen, and by the way, I know this is on the call and we shouldn't be talking, but our cowboy friend called me this afternoon, and next time you're in, he's anxious to meet you. He just come in from the Oklahoma City Airport. He's just been to Michigan riding, and when he gets home sometimes he called me to call me this afternoon.
I've got to meet him. I can't imagine anybody would ever want to get on a call with
him. You'll enjoy it. He's a great guy. Randy, do you have any questions?
Really, I just want to let us finally know that we're really looking forward to this convention in Oklahoma City, and everyone is so excited about the new national advertising that's coming out. And why would you say, Mr. Fernley, this would be the convention if you've never been to a convention before? Why is this so important? We've got a lot of new people on the call tonight. Why would you tell them this is the most important convention that they've ever been to, especially with this new company, Legal Shield?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, Lenny. Thank you for giving it. Yeah, I mean, everyone is a little bit different. I would have said that you've got to understand that we're trying to do something here that I think is kind of exceptional. Don't forget you've been bought by Mid-Ocean Partners. This is very important. People know about the private equity model and how it works, but what the private equity these days, what's private equity all about, what's Mid-Ocean all about? You'll have noticed that there's been no layoffs or anything like that from the ADA office. In other words, it's not about cutting costs and increasing value in that way. In fact, on the contrary, we've actually been employing people like an awful lot, and we've been putting more money into the business. So what are Mid-Ocean about? Mid-Ocean about taking companies that they think are like undervalued, that have got fantastic growth potential, but people haven't quite seen it yet. And we are a classic one for private equity investment. Don't forget, in private equity investment, there's a few people who put a lot of money in there, and they're all professionals. It's not on the public market anymore. It's not people taking a gamble. These are people who are entrusted to invest millions, literally billions, in the case of one of our shareholders. Cerberus is a massive organization. And so these are people who look carefully and say, you know, this company looks like it's the company that has massive growth potential. I personally have been pushing around a number, and I don't know, I mean, I only just do it to kind of tease people a little bit, but I say that, you know, we ought to be thinking in terms of 7 million members. Why do I say a number like that? Well, you heard me say that I did the research, and I know that 3 out of 10 of the population are interested in buying this. Well, if I took the population, which is 220 million, and I took the number of households, and that was about 100 million, and I took 3 out of 10, that would be 30 million, and that's my target of people who would definitely buy this product, because the research tells me that. If I say I'm not going to be greedy and I can't get to the old 30, maybe I get to 20, that would be a good target. And if I say, well, maybe 20 is just pushing the boat out too far, maybe I'll take two-thirds off that. Finish it with 7 million. That gives you a number 5 times bigger than we are today. So this is a company with phenomenal potential. And what you've got to realize now and think about is, how do we unlock that potential? If it were easy, anybody would do it. If it could happen in a day, anybody could do it. It can't happen in a day, but neither does it take 10 years. And the first stage of that you saw in Dallas, which is us saying, here, this is what this is what our foundation stone will look like. This is what the company is going to be called, Legal Shield, and this is how And this is a platform. It's a foundation. It's not a house, right? It's a foundation. It's a slab of concrete. It doesn't look very interesting. It's certainly not habitable. If you want to see the house, come to Oklahoma. Because what we have to do next is take that foundation and build around it in some way. And so what I'm hoping that that will be different about this, many things about this convention will be similar, because we always have good, exciting speakers. We try to focus it a little bit more so people will learn. Maybe they'll walk away from a conference with maybe, I mean, you could walk away with 1,000 ideas. I always think if you walk away from any speech with 2 good ideas, it's good. You know, that's a great speech for me. I'm hoping you can walk away with 10 or 12 different little nuggets that may completely change your life and the way you do the business. That's good. At the same time, I'm hoping to paint a picture, especially when people see the advertising, people will start to feel the brand and see the brand in that way. When we talk about some of the collateral that's going out there, they'll be able to feel and see the brand. I actually have got another little piece that I'm trying to get in time for conference. I don't know whether I'll make it, but I don't mind telling you guys on the phone, and forgive me if I don't make it in time. But I've got a new, what they call, corporate video piece to replace the reveal video that explains in 60 seconds exactly why this company is the greatest phenomena ever. And so these kind of things, like corporate video, like advertising, like new collateral, this shows the fabric of the house. We still will need to populate it with people, but at least people will see the vision in a more animated form. Before, I would say you saw it in a conceptual form. This is our branding. But now you're going to see it in putting the branding into practice. And for those of people who are interested in how companies grow and watch to see, I want to see the, you know, what I think will be a phenomenal business case just unfold itself. This will be a great conference to be at. It won't be like the first one, because it won't be one huge reveal and a surprise. For me, it's more powerful. Me personally, because I'm a marketer and I know what matters and what moves the indicators on this thing. The branding in itself doesn't move the indicators. The branding just gives you a foundation. What moves the meter is applying that branding to different kinds of things to create the company that you want to see, to create a vision of what this thing should be like. You want to see it? Come to Oklahoma.
Well, that's exactly what we want everybody to do. We're really proud of you and your efforts, and we really feel good with you being at the helm as president of Legal Shield. And I just want to thank you very much for being on our call tonight. I know you're a very busy man, but we've got hundreds of people on the call tonight, and I'm just talking for them. But we appreciate you. We appreciate your efforts, and we're proud that you are where you are with Legal Shield.
God bless you, Andy. Thank you very much for that.
Look forward to seeing you in Oklahoma City. Mr. Moore?
Indeed, I'll be there. You can rely on it.
Randy?
Go ahead, Mr. Moore.
Yeah, well, I think it was absolutely a powerful call tonight. Everything from the new recruit. Wasn't it exciting about somebody making in 6 hours getting promoted? That's pretty fast. And Mr. Furman, of course, he's a phenomenal man. And this convention, I tell you, people must get to the – if you want folks, your business escalate, be at the convention. Be at the Moore's Breakout. If you haven't registered, get registered tonight before you go to bed.
MooresTeam.com. Just go to that website.
Absolutely. And Randy, with that, I think we probably should end the call, but I thank everybody, appreciate everybody. Thank you. Thank Jeremy. Thank all the speakers, and especially all the people that's been listening tonight, taking notes and everything. Folks, let's just be putting God first, Legal Shield second, and family second. Pardon me for getting things out of order. I'm human. Let's go again. God first, family second. Legal Shield third, keep it in order, go out and work the plan and make it happen. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.